Chapter 2.
7 leagues away from Camp Tussock, down the far southeast coast, Damag Warfang turned his face to the wind. Before him on the tide line of a shingle beach lay the wave-washed and tattered remnants of a battered ship fleet. Behind him sprawled myriad crazy hovels built from dunnage and flotsam. Black and grey smoke whisked off the cooking fires among them. The drums began to beat. Gormad Tun, first blade of all rapscallions, was dying. The drums beat louder, making the very air thrum to their deep, insistent throbbing. Damag Warfang watched the sea, pounding, hissing among the pebbles as it clawed its way up the shore. Soon Gormad Tun's spirit would be at the gates of Dark Forest. Only a great rat could become first blade of all rapscallions. Damag cast a sideways glance at Byrrel, standing farther along the beach, and smiled thinly. Gormad would have company at Dark Forest gates before the sun set. Gormad Tun, first blade of all rapscallions, was close to death. Great rats were a strange breed, twice the size of any normal rat. Gormad had been the greatest. Now his sun was setting, and one of his two sons would rule as first blade when he was gone. The two sons, Damag Warfang and Byrrel Fleetclaw, stood with their backs to the death tent where their father lay, in accordance with the law of the rapscallion vermin. Neither would rest, eat or drink, until the great first blade breathed his last. Then would come the combat between them. Only one would remain alive as first blade of the mighty army. The day wore on. Gormad Tun's flame burned lower. A small pebble struck Damag lightly on his back.
"Look, Wen, is everything ready?"
he whispered, lips scarcely moving. The stoat murmured low from his hiding place behind a rock.
"Never readier, O first blade."
Damag kept his eyes riveted on the sea as he replied.
"Don't call me first blade yet. 'Tis bad luck."
A confident chuckle came from the stoat.
"Luck has nothing to do with it. Everything has been taken care of."
The drums began to pound louder, booming and banging, small drums competing with larger ones until the entire shoreline reverberated to their beat.